His final job, a servant saw a vague shape going into a room.
That's not much of a description.
It's as good as they were ever going to get. When they took a statement, the woman was terrified.
Terrified? Why, did he attack her?
Nothing so commonplace. As I said, she saw him go into a room. It was a small room with locked windows and just the one door. The woman had the presence of mind to shut the door and bolt it.
I don't think I'm going to like what's coming next.
I'm not sure you're not. When the master of the house unlocked the door, the room was empty.
Phew.
Yes. And whether he is, a man's a genius. I'm looking forward to meeting him.
Before your very eyes, he will defy the laws of Mother Nature. He floats in the air. He vanishes away like smoke. He melts through solid walls. Ladies and gentlemen, young ladies and young gentlemen, the amazing Georgiano!
There's been another one. Greenwich, retired bishop, valuable Bible. Mr.
Am I excluded?
I don't know. Haven't been there yet. Just got word. If you like, I can try to use my influence. Bring you in on the case, like.
In need of a helping hand, are you, James?
Oh, Holmes, really? No, not a bit of it. I just thought you might care to, have a quick look. I know how much you like this sort of thing.
Well, I suppose it might be interesting.
Would you come?
Greenwich, is it?
Yes, that's right, that's it. But we have to go somewhere else first.
Why do we?
Because this time, he made a mistake. He was seen. And that's not all.
Miss Marshall, can you hear me?
Yes.
My name is Sherlock Holmes. I'm going to find out who did this to you, but I need your help. Do you understand?
I understand.
Can you tell us what happened?
I'm not sure. I think he hit me.
Who hit you?
Don't know. Came from nowhere.
You were cleaning in your master's library, is that right?
Yeah. And he just appeared.
It was through the window and the doorway. What?
I don't know. I didn't see.
All right. Take it easy. Yeah? Oh. Rest back. That's the right. Keep this short, gentlemen. Can you describe him, Miss Marshall?
Short, thin, dressed in black.
What about his face?
He had no face.
What?
He had no face. No face.
The woman was hysterical.
No, she wasn't.
She was mistaken. A black mask, possibly, or some sort of makeup to hide his features. I hope you've got a man guarding the scene of the crime.
Of course. There's been no disturbance.
Then we have a chance. Lead on.
Your constable did a good job, Jones. No one's been into this room since the maid was removed.
He's a promising lad.
What have you found?
Practically nothing. The Bible was evidently in that locked cabinet. It's still locked.
What about signs of his break-in?
Well, I can read where the encounter took place. The maid was by the hearth. She collapsed across the fender and in all likelihood broke her jaw on the iron bars when she fell. That's the sum total of what the room tells me. For all I can see, your ghost might just as well have walked through the walls.
You ought to eat something, you know.
I can't spare the energy. I need it for thought.
Now, Mrs. Hudson will not be amused.
Well, Mrs. Hudson isn't trying to solve an impossible crime.
Well, no, I don't suppose she is.
Ah, Jones, won't you join us? I have the doctor's word for it that the devil kidneys are particularly fine today.
No, thank you, Mr. Holmes. Well,
whatever's wrong?
I tell you, you haven't looked at the papers this morning.
Not yet, no. Something of interest, is it?
You could say that. Damned scandalmongers. You take a look at that now.
Phantom thief has Scotland Yard baffled. Oh, dear, I am sorry.
Well, it was him and everyone.
But how did they get the story?